noodles on the guitar. You can hear it. That is noodles. Oh, yeah. I'm convinced of it. This is the Reklaws. This is their new single off their new album, Sophomore Slump. And this is the song Not Gonna Not. And Noodles, you could probably perform this in your sleep, I would assume.
No. Air guitar, potentially. Be clanking around. My guitar would be out of tune, but I would look good. I would try and look good. I wouldn't be wearing a suit next time. I promise you that.
When you were practicing with them, did they say, "Hey, buddy, did you like you got you're brutal or you don't know what you're doing or what?" Like,
no,
anything like
I
that?
I rolled in there and I just tried to be, you know, like look like I knew what I was doing, but I was sweating. It was awful, and they were true pros, and they made me look decent, put it that way.
All right,
decent.
Let's bring them in here. The new album again, Sophomore Slump. This is the new single off their debut, or their new album, Not Gonna Not. And they've got a virtual national Canadian tour that is currently ongoing. Dates still to come. On Monday, they'll be in Toronto. Tuesday, Ottawa. Wednesday, in Halifax. There they are, Jenna and Stu from the Reklaws. What's happening, guys?
What's going on?
Wow, we're doing very well. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. What was the reaction when you found out you had to play with Noodles in Ottawa? We talked a lot about that. And he was in a suit. His guitar, I don't think, was plugged in. I'm convinced it wasn't plugged in. What was the reaction
from
you guys?
We'd heard about Noodles for a while. They obviously is quite famous.
I mean, you hear the name Noodles, and you're like, okay, you automatically will never forget it.
And we grew up with hockey guys, so they all knew who Noodles and you guys were. So they were pretty psyched up about that. But Noodles, the link that we sent him to learn feels like that, I guess, didn't work, the Google Drive, and he had to zoom in on YouTube videos of me playing Feels Like That on my guitar. So that's how he learned. So good on him. He did a great job. He had a bit of a tight suit on that day. He looked great.
Noodles, you're never going to live that down.
It was completely embarrassing because, you know, I roll in there, they're, you know, good-looking band, there's me, old half-chewed caramel staring at them, and they're like, okay, we got to work this guy in. And then I'm asking, I swear to God, I pulled their guitar player, Nate, aside, and I was like, I need 5 minutes with you because I've been practicing on YouTube, and I cannot get this song to sound exactly like it sounds. And he, like, taught me, obviously, it was a drop D, and I didn't understand a lot of the stuff, but he pointed me in the right direction. We made it work.
It worked out for you guys.
You did great.
It was amazing.
You can play it better than me now, for sure.
I don't know about that. High praise, Noodles. We're chatting with Jenna and Stu from the Reklaws again. They are on a virtual national Canadian tour on Monday in Toronto and on Tuesday in Ottawa, Wednesday in Halifax. So what's that experience like? I mean, you guys have played in front of massive crowds, and obviously you're a really great live band, but the virtual tour, I mean, it's 2020 in a nutshell, but how have you guys embraced that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been the weirdest thing ever. We didn't know how to even go about to start something like this, but we knew we had this new album that we wanted people to hear, and usually you go out and you tour it and you meet people and whatever, but we couldn't do that. So it was all virtual. We got to, like, create these songs, which we had been recording for a long time, and our band had to learn it. And of course, it was so weird because nobody was there. It was just us, like, finish a song out of breath, and there's not one applause. But that has been 2020 for us.
Right.
What do you miss about the experience? I mean, the live experience with fans and all that. I mean, what's the top of the list that you miss?
It definitely would be just, like, literally, like, because we've done so many Zooms, like, where we're playing to fans and stuff this year, where, like, we finish a song, and we're like, oh, we crushed that. And then we finish, and it's just dead silence, and we're like, thank you, guys. I think it's, like, just the audience reaction, and just because we're so
We play off of them,
that's our whole thing.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world of radio. I mean, we kind of have to deal with that.
We're in our basements.
Yeah, we have no idea if people are reacting appropriately, if people find it funny or whatever.
For sure.
But it's a very cool idea, and again, the new album is out, Sophomore Slump. Obviously, you're excited, you're proud of the album, but, you know, people that are familiar with the Reklaws and what you guys sound like, is it going to sound like your conventional albums and your old albums, or are you putting a new spin on this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were so proud of our initial album freshman year because it hit so many milestones for us that were so unexpected. So to follow that up with something was a little nerve-wracking because we're like, oh my gosh, well, I guess the expectation is very high.
For sure.
But this was just a follow-up. It was a continuation of freshman year. These songs are just a little more mature, a little more sophomore. I think through freshman year, we became so confident in ourselves as writers and doing this. We recorded it in Stuart's living room, the whole thing. So it's a lot more hands-on, and that's something we're just really proud of.
You talked about the live experience. I mean, you've played, you know, in front of a ton of fans and like maybe even like Boots and Hearts and stuff. Like, what's the craziest thing you've actually witnessed live? Like maybe some guy who's just buckled and gets dragged out of the stands, or like what's the funniest thing you've encountered while being on stage?
There was a girl at Boots and Hearts, because Jenna and I, like, a few years hosted, like, the main stage just in introducing each act, and one girl came up and, like, we thought she was a part of the Coors Girls, but she wasn't wearing Coors gear, and then we thought she was a part of, like, other people, and, like, she was just, like, wearing a normal outfit to a festival, so I was like, I guess you're okay to, like, do your thing, because she's like, can I go out there? And I was like, you can go out there, I guess, like, there's 20,000 people out there, and she went out, and she took off her top, and everyone was like... And so I was like, who told her to go out there? I was like, I thought she was a Coors girl. I don't know what I was a big guy.
The problem is that people walk out so confidently. So you're like, oh, yeah, they're supposed to be there, you know? Like, they don't walk
out
like,
that's the way to do it.
They're so confident. You're like, oh, they're, yeah.
She had a couple of liquid courage, so she was feeling. She's like, can I just go out there? I was like, just go.
I had one. This guy was in the crowd. He was, like, screaming at me the whole time. He had this white thing in his hands, and I was, like, trying to ignore, like, whatever. Then finally, I was like, okay, I'm going to go and pay attention. And he handed me his hotel key. I was like, you know what? Kudos to you.
That's brave.
It was good. It was good.
That's bold. Let me guess. You threw that in the garbage. You didn't actually show up.
Didn't show up because it was just the hotel key, which makes no sense.
Right.
No room info, no anything. Just come to this hotel.
Not shockingly at all. But that's the kind of stuff you see when you're on the road and when you're superstars. Again, with Jenna and Stu from the Reklaws. The new album is out and the Canadian virtual tour continues. So we got to fly here, but my understanding is I've been tipped off that you guys have some sort of announcement or something going on. You want to take the floor here? Where are you guys taking this?
Yes. Well, TSN, you guys have been literal gods to us. You've put us on such a platform and introduced us to people that didn't even like country music to start with. Long Live the Night being the Thursday night theme song for the CFL and Roots being the theme song for the entire World Juniors for 2 years now with both those songs.
And Long Live the Night went platinum, which is insane, and that would not have happened without TSN.
And Roots went gold, and it wasn't a single, so like, I think we're like one of the few artists that actually have a song go gold when we didn't put it to radio.
Or on an album, which is insane.
It shows the power of TSN.
Yes, and then our entire freshman year went gold, and that was, you guys were so a part of that, and for that we're so thankful. Mm-hmm. So we have created a plaque, especially for the TSN family, and PG, you know who you are. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. You changed the course of our careers, and we are so thankful.
Wow, that is awesome. Amazing. And I guess we will accept it on behalf of all of TSN, because that's how we roll. Yeah, everything's got to go through us. But you guys are obviously worthy of all the success. It's been an incredible run, and can't wait to check out the new album, Sophomore Slump, and check you guys out. Virtual National Canadian Tour continues. Best of luck with that, and we'll do this again down the road. Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
We love you.
Show the dog.
You guys are great.
There they are from the Reklaws, Stu and Jenna. The new album is out. Check it out. Again, virtual tours continue. And they are an awesome band live, virtually or in person. And at some point, we'll get to witness that again. But I think TSN obviously has really benefited from that relationship as well. It's been really cool to work with them over the years. And I'm sure we'll continue to do that with Noodles. The Reklaws featuring Jenna, Stu, and Jamie.
Their mascot.
Gritty the mascot. There you go.
Great.
That's
great
it.
Great people.
Man. Yeah, they're awesome. That was really cool. That was fun to get through, and we'll do that again down the road. Once we get back in studio, we'll get them in studio.
Yeah, we should get them in studio. It'd be fun.
For sure.